Sissy in a Cage. Sarah Chandler reached down with her right hand and switched the remote from VR hood to microphone. She smiled as her husband's head moved to the new sounds in his earbuds. Comfy? Her voice held a teasing, mocking tone. She didn't care if he was comfy at all. In fact, she'd gone to great lengths to ensure he was not comfortable. Do you like your new cage? She enjoyed seeing her sissy cuckold husband suspended in his human birdcage. She shrugged. Doesn't matter. I like it, and that's what's important. What I want. What pleases me is for you to suffer for me. She had interrupted the feed to the virtual reality hood he wore. The video and sound had gone blank and was replaced by Mistress Sarah's sultry, teasing voice. She smiled at her creations, the ingenious birdcage, and the pathetic creature within. Her sissy was hunched over in his cage, essentially standing on his tiptoes in the cruel shoes she had chosen especially for his confinement, pointed toes and perilous 6.5-inch thin metal heels. These had no platforms, creating a punishing arch. Her sissy would endure hours in his cage in these shoes before Mistress returned and considered his release. Frank is taking me out tonight. Far East Slave. The sissy was pulled from the cage and blinked his eyes at the bright light as the hood was removed from his head. The hood had been on for a week, 2 weeks. He didn't even know how long. He remembered his wife Joanna had laughed as she counted a huge stack of bills. She had watched as he was hooded and put into a crate. For the next several days, he was occasionally removed from the crate for a bit of food and water and to go to the bathroom. The hood had remained on, a single hole at his mouth to drink and eat from. And now he looked up to see an Asian woman pulling on a long leather glove. She wore a white blouse and black leather skirt. Before he could get a closer look, she lashed out with her gloved hand, slapping him. She was strong for a small woman. The slap knocked him from his kneeling position onto the floor. No speaking. Her voice held an Asian accent, but he couldn't place it. No speak. He got back to his knees and silently nodded his head in acknowledgment. You know kowtow? Voice was firm and demanding. No. Where am... She slapped him again. No talk. She smoothed the long leather gloves over her fingers and up her arms. It was a movement he found very erotic. Kowtow, she continued. Palms flat on floor. Bow head until it touches floor. Then come up slowly. Do not look at me. Look no one in eye. You slave. Inferior. Kowtow. Now. He placed his palms flat on the floor and bowed his head until it touched the floor and then came up slowly until his head was parallel to the floor. Ew! It was obvious she was not impressed with his efforts. Kowtow again. No stop. Kowtow, while I explain your situation. She smiled down at the naked male slave. Your wife, Joanna, she sell you. To my family, we own you. She placed her high-heeled leather boot so he would see it on each kowtow. You slave now. Property, thing. She laughed. Toy. He shivered as he continued to bow and placed his head to the floor before the toe of the erotic boot. She sold me? Can she do that? For how long? Where am I? You serve all. Grandmothers, mothers, daughters, sisters, cousins, nieces. You crawl, grovel, and kowtow to all. Obey. Serve. Understand?